the one baptism, May 2014. There are many uses of water in the Bible. Several are simple things, like the washing of pots and pans. Sometimes the Bible talks of washing your body, or some part of your body, like your hands. In the Old Testament, priests had to be washed before starting their ministry. This is a baptismal in water. Priests also had to be washed with water before attending their offices. As far as I can see, women did not wash according to the ceremonial laws. I do not remember washing for women relative to a ministry. I could be wrong, so verify in Leviticus and Deuteronomy and anywhere else you want to verify in the Old Testament. My goal here is not to follow the law for man and woman, but to show the one baptism for today. It is the personal history. I was baptized as a baby. I was baptized at 30 days old. My parents were Roman Catholic, and all babies had to be baptized. Of course, I do not remember a thing. I was only 30 days old. How good is a baptism if you did not know about it and you did not consent to it and no one asked you if you wanted to be baptized? The reason the Roman Catholic Church baptizes babies is to remove the original sin. That is what we were told. Tell me one thing. How many babies do you know have committed any sin? Later in life, I noticed that Adam committed the original sin, not me. I'm not guilty of the original sin. He did. In other words, if Adam committed the original sin, then Adam needed to be forgiven, not me. How in the world did I commit the original sin? I was only a baby. Reasons for which people get water baptized today. Now we're getting serious with this stuff. Here are some of the reasons people give to justify getting water baptized. This is not a full list, but it is long enough to understand the general principles. To show others that you are saved. I do not need you to show me that you are saved by getting into water. Are you really saved? If you are saved, why don't you tell me that you are saved and tell me why you think that you are saved? I can verify by scriptures that you said that what you said matched what the Bible says to do to be saved. To make a profession of faith. Don't show me with your water baptism that you have faith. God already knows that you are saved. God never asked you to get water baptized for any reason, and certainly not to wash your sins. Did you get baptized to join a church? This is a tradition of man. There is no biblical requirement to be baptized in order to join a local church. If you find it, tell me. I've never seen it. Because Christ told us to be baptized, there's another reason that I hear. No, he did not tell us. He told the Jews to be baptized. He told everyone that joined the little flock to be baptized. They had no choice but to follow the law. It is a requirement for those joining the kingdom program. Today, you cannot join the kingdom program. No one can. Because we are in the dispensation of the grace of God by grace and not under the law. Another reason, Christ died for your sins. Christ died for your sin. You cannot do something physical in order to be saved. Salvation is a spiritual event that happens instantly when you trust what Christ did for you. Paul says in Titus 3, verse 5, not by work of righteousness, I didn't say that right, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. And I can go on, and I hope you get this. Think about these things and verify in your Bible what God says. Let's move on to the New Testament. Paul talks about the only baptism for today. In Romans 6, he says that we are baptized in water. Oops, I didn't say that. Okay, no. Okay. He says that we were baptized into Jesus Christ and into his death. Romans 6:3 and 6:4. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, not water, into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. In Corinthians, Paul says that he was not sent to baptize. Did Jesus send the 12 to baptize? Yes, he did. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Mark 16:60, and he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believe not shall be damned. Those are clear verses that Christ said to the 12 apostles that they must preach the gospel and be baptized. This is water baptism that he's talking about. But wait, is Paul one of the 12? No, you know. In Corinthians, Paul says, 1 Corinthians 1:17, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Little something there. He says, I was not sent to baptize, but the 12 says, you got to be baptized. Let's continue. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Did Christ not say to baptize? Yeah, he did say to baptize. He said to Paul not to baptize, he said to the 12 to baptize. Okay, then why is Paul saying that he was not sent to baptize? Because Paul was given to preach a dispensation of the grace of God and not to preach the kingdom message of the 12. There's a big difference there. Today there is only one baptism that counts. There is only one baptism that God recognizes today for the believer. And is it not the baptism with water, since we already know, and it is not the baptism of water, with water, since we already know that this is the baptism of Romans chapter 6, the baptism into Jesus Christ and into his death. This is a dry baptism done by the Holy Spirit that takes the believer and places him into the body of Christ. Ephesians 4 is a great chapter for this. Don't fix it, This is what it says. Ephesians 4, verse 3, 4, and 5. Endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And again, the Bible says in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, for by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. That's not water, that's body. Whether we be Jews or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. See, there is specific. He says, by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. That's not water. It's not a body of water, I know. Don't get into that. Now, there's an objection in chapter 19 that people use. Some people say that Paul baptized some people in Acts 19. Let us read verses 1 through 5 and see what the Bible says. Acts 19, verses 1 through 5. And it came to pass that while Apollos was in Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Ghost, or any Holy Ghost in the text. Verse 3, and he said unto them, unto what were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. That's John the Baptist. Verse 4, then Paul said, Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that that they should believe on him which come after him, that is Christ Jesus. Listen to verse 5. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, it gets interesting when you look at this. The Bible says that they were baptized. I admit that. They were baptized. It says so. The Bible does not say that Paul himself baptized them. You don't have that in the text. So you cannot say that Paul baptized them. In fact, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 13 to 16, verse 13, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? Verse 4, I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius. Verse 15, lest any should say that I have baptized in my own name. Verse 16, and I baptize also the household of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptize any other. Where are the people of Acts 19? I don't see them in this list. This passage tells me, that Paul did not himself baptize anyone in Acts 19. I cannot prove it. It's not in the text. I don't know who baptized them, but it's not Paul. Now, we need to get into people saved. People need to be saved. And what is it? When we read 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4, this is the simplest gospel message for your salvation. Verse 3, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and he rose again, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. This is what you have to do to be saved. No works at all. Just believe what he did. He was crucified, he was placed in the tomb, and he rose again 3 days after. That's it. You believe that, you're saved. You add anything to it, like water baptism or whatever, that doesn't count. You must believe what the Bible says for you today in the dispensation of the grace of God. Conclusion. As I have demonstrated in a few lines, water baptism is not a requirement for today in the dispensation of the grace of God. If you trust in your water baptism to be saved, are you not trusting God for what He has already done for you? Now you say, well, you circumcised to be saved. That's the same thing. You're still under the law. Don't put yourself under the law. By this I mean that if Christ has done the work on the cross to save you, how is it then that you are trying to help Him to for your salvation? You cannot help Christ at all. He saves you when you believe. You believe, you get saved, didn't ask you to do anything. If you have been water baptized, God has already forgiven you of that action. Have a good day.